A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Daf Ches, Chagiga 8. We'll be doing a drop on Amud Aleph and then continue on Amud Beis. We're dealing with the case of Shalmei Chagiga, the karbanos that are brought on the regel, Pesach Shavuot and Sukkis, when a person presented himself in the Beis HaMikdash. And these karbanos that we're describing are not the Olas Re'iyah, which is brought entirely on the Mizbeach, but rather, again, the term Shalmei Chagiga, Karbanos Shlomim, from which part of it was brought on the Mizbeach, and part of it the owner would partake. Now, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that a person was allowed to supplement the money which would produce these Shalmei Chagiga, in that there's a certain minimum amount, achila rishona, the starting point, which had to be mima'os chulin, from his own money. But beyond that, we had a discussion that perhaps ma'aser sheni money could be used. The Gemara tells us over here in Ches Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan explained, how is this done? Toflin ma'os lama'os. You supplement the money to the money. You mix the money together. You have money of your own that's designated to buy this carbon, and you add in additional money from the Ma'aser Sheni. And that's the procedure by which the karbanos are going to be purchased, and you could be purchasing more than one karbon. You could be purchasing the same karbon with more money, but whatever it is, the money gets mixed, and then you do the purchase of the Shalmei Chagiga. Either way, whether you're doing it with supplement money from Ma'aser Sheni, or you're just bringing a lot of Shalmei Chagiga from your own money, the number of Shlomim that you're going to want to bring is going to be dictated by two factors. Number one, how wealthy you are, and therefore how much you're going to be able to bring, and whether you're going to need to supplement from Ma'aser Sheni if you don't have that kind of money. And number two, how many Ochlim there are, how many people are you looking to feed? And based on that, you're going to figure out your total package of what karbanos you're going to bring. Let's see the Gemara on Amud Beis, Masnisin, about seven lines from the top. Misha yesh la ochle merubim unuchasim uatim. A person who has a lot of people eating and does not have so many assets, maybe shlomim merubim ve'olos muatos. So he would go ahead and bring many shlomim and few olos, because olos are brought totally on the mizbeach and do not generate meat for the owner. So when he's buying, again, whether it's supplementing the Ma'aser Sheni money or just bringing from his own, but his needs are going to dictate what types of karbanos he's going to bring. Such a person described is going to want to bring a lot of shlomim so that he gets meat from it. Nechasim merubim ve'ochlim u'atim. He has a lot of assets and does not have so many people eating. Maybe olos merubas or shlomim muatim. He's going to express his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash by bringing lots of olos, because those are totally consumed on the Mizbeach, and he's not going to bring so many shlomim. Zeveze muat, if he doesn't have much of either. Alzenema ma'okesef or shtei kesef. That's what was described by Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that there's a minimum amount, how much the karbon has to cost, how much has to be allocated for the karbon. And it could be that this person would not go higher, or if he did, he would have to supplement for Ma'aser Sheni, but it could be he's not going more because he doesn't have so many people to eat. Zeveze merubim, if he has lots of assets and lots of people. Alzenema, that's the expression based on the pasuk, ish kematnas yado. Each person gives according to his ability. according to the blessing that Hashem has granted. Now, we are clearly discussing that it's possible to have more than one karban. This is not a simple case where you're just bringing one ola and one shalmei chagiga. A person could actually be bringing not just a bigger animal, but it could be bringing many animals. And the Gemara tells us that there's a very important consideration called tashlumei derishon, which has to be taken into account. And that is, these karbanos have to be brought on the first day in order to be their status of olas ri'iya shalmei chagiga. If a person needs to bring them on the remaining days of Yom Tov, it can only be done in that way if it's clear that it's tashlumei derishon, that it was intended to be brought on the first day, and it became residual. It spilled over to the remaining days because there was simply too many karbanos. But it has to be clear that it's tashlumei derishon, that it's makeup from the first day. Rashi tells us what's the problem. The problem is Baal Tosif, that if a person wants to bring these karbanos, not just on the first day, he wants to bring it on the second day, he wants to bring it on the third day. So then he's being over in violation of Baal Tosif, of adding on to mitzvahs, because the Torah said it has to be brought on the first day. The only way you're allowed to bring it on remaining days, if it's fitting into the concept of tashlumei derishon, it's makeup of the first day, but we're acknowledging that the real karban is the first day, and this is only a makeup. Let's see how the Gemara plays out. Counting up from the bottom, about 22 lines, the last word on the line is Omar. Omar Ula Omar Resh Lakish. Ula said in the name of Resh Lakish, Hifresh Eser Behemos Lachagi Gaso. A person separated 10 karbanos for his Shalmei Chagiga. Hikriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon. He brought 5 on the first day Yom Tov. That's what they were able to accommodate. Chozer Umakriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. He can bring the remaining 5 on the next day Yom Tov. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says, Kevan She Posak. If he stopped, Shuvein Umakriv, he cannot continue. Omer Rav Abba explained, Velo Peligi, they're not arguing. They're talking about two different cases, and the two statements together give us the full picture. In what way? Kan bistam. One is talking about just plain. He decided to wait. He decided to leave over. He's trying to make it 2 days of first day Yom Tov, and that doesn't work. Kan bimafarish, but if a person designated it clearly for the first days, and it just ended up as residual onto the remaining days, that would be a case where you brought 5 today, and you could still bring the remaining 5 tomorrow. Haistam echidami, what's the case of this? He just decided to bring on the next day. Ilema deleka shahus biyom likarev. If there wasn't enough time to bring them, haidelo akrivinhu deleka shahus biyom. So then the reason he didn't bring it is clear to everybody, because there wasn't enough time. So that's not called stam. That's not just shrugging your shoulders and saying, yeah, I'll bring it on the second day. That's considered mefarish. I really wanted to bring it on the first day, but I couldn't. So it's tashlumin, it's makeup. Ve'ela deles le ochlin. He doesn't have enough people to eat, so he was forced to the next day because he just can't consume that many karbanos at once, but it is tashlumin in his mind. It's makeup for the first day. It's the mitzvah of the first day, which I had to do on the next day. Hai delo akrivinu deles leyochlin. So the only reason he didn't bring it is because he didn't have enough people to eat. Lo tzricha, this is the case that you wouldn't be allowed to bring it on the next day. Di'ika shahus beyom, ve'islei ochlin. He has enough time, and he has enough people to eat. And midibekama lo akrivinu, the fact that he didn't bring it on the first day, shema mino shiri shairinu, he's trying to leave it over. And that you're not allowed to do, again, Rashi says, because of Baal Tosif, because you're extending the law, The law is first day yomtiv, and only if you're stuck do you move on to the next day. And this person purposely planned it in that way. I wanted to make mention of an interesting analogy where you find in another area of halacha also that you're not allowed to split, but if you are forced to split because the first one was full, then you'd be allowed to split. Namely, in Hilchas Erev Chatzeros, the law on Shabbos is that before Shabbos, we gather food portions from different people in the courtyard, and we put them all into one vessel, and through this, they're considered united, and if they're united, then they're allowed to carry in the central courtyard because they've declared themselves one unit. Whereas if they would not do this, it would be like a Rishus HaRabim, like a public area, in which even though in our case it's fenced in, it's a courtyard, but it looks like a Rishus HaRabim, it's a public area, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry there. So we do this Erev Chatzeros, and we unite everybody into one vessel. The halacha in Shin Samach Vav, Se'if Dalid, is Tzorech Liten Kolo Erev B'Kliyechot. Everything has to be put into one vessel, the Mishneh Berurah explains, because if it's not put in one vessel, and some people say, I want mine in this vessel, and I want mine in that vessel, so that it's not a united statement. We're looking for an Eruv, we're looking for them to join. Elo Imkein, unless Nismalei Ho'echod, the first vessel became full. They legitimately used the biggest vessel they have, and they ran out of room. Va'az mutter. And then they would be allowed to move on to a second vessel. I believe we see here also an illustration of this concept. You has to be in the first one. We're looking to do on the first. The first day is the karbanos. The first keli, everything united. But if it overwhelms you, it's just, it doesn't fit. So then there is a concept called tashlumin, and that will not infringe on the principle that the first one is what we were doing, and then we were simply forced into accommodating the residual and the overflow. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.